candidates. Sam Peters is a stud.
He's
Becker,
great. He's
Becker
great.
Is great. Robertson's a stud. And yet you have – and when you look at the internal feuding, what the real problem with Tarkanian was against certain candidates in Nevada is they wouldn't endorse Danny. How can you endorse Danny against Mark Amadei? Why would you run against an incumbent who's a popular candidate, who actually does a good job? And that's what it comes down to.
Let me ask you. In fact, let's go race by race. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, 47 days out. How's he sitting?
He's sitting really well. I think he's the next governor of the state of Nevada. And I'll tell you something. If you look at the race in Georgia, when the last gubernatorial race, it was a dogfight, and you have a person who claims, Abrams was claiming it was a fixed vote. Well, now she's getting slaughtered because she doesn't relate. Now she's down 8 to 10 points, right? Well, in Nevada, in the primary, Joey Gilbert got beat, and he got beat fair and square, and he got beat by good numbers. All he could do is sit there and complain, pound on his chest. If he was a true Republican, what he should have done, like Sam Brown has done, is supported Lombardo. Sam Brown is the future of Nevada politics. And in 2 years, when he runs again, I'm not only going to get on his team, I'm going to work for the guy gratis. And I will donate money to Sam Brown. He should be elected. Why? Because and I noticed for a fact, him and Laxalt were not buddies. But he's on the Laxalt bandwagon.
But just a couple of weeks ago, did an appearance with Adam, and it came off great.
If Joey Gilbert wanted a future in politics, he should have done the same thing. And I know for a fact that if he would have been supportive and on the Lombardo team, he probably would have had a future in politics. Now all he's done is create bigger problems for Republicans in the state of Nevada. Lombardo will win that race despite somebody being a fool.
Okay,
I had respect for Gilbert until now.
Let me ask you as far as Adam Laxalt, Catherine Cortez Masto. Again, the polling we have from Emerson shows that's neck and neck. How close is it?
I would say it's a photo finish. Aladar against Affirmed. It's a bob at a head. Here's the deal. Adam's consultants, and Adams needs to be more personable. Adam needs to make sure he does a debate, and he's sharp. He needs to be prepared. His team needs to prep him because he could beat Carol, Catherine.
Catherine.
Yeah, he could beat her, okay? If not, he's got a problem. He's got a lot of things. There's a lot of mud being thrown at him. He needs to stand up and fight back. And if he doesn't, he's going to lose. And I'll make this statement here and now. Joe Lombardo can win the governorship. We can take all the congressional seats. Laxalt can lose because he needs to present himself to be very likable, and if he doesn't, he's going to lose.
Joining us, a guy that knows a lot about local politics, Pat Casale, and we're talking about the races. Let me ask you about the Mark Robertson has filed a cease and desist order. Apparently, some of the Dina Titus stuff has been really negative.
And false.
And untrue.
And you know what? That's the same point. That's the same statement could be by Mark. You know what? All of our congressional people should be doing the same thing. Because every commercial now is about abortion, which, by the way, in Nevada is not going to stand. And how about Sam Peters? Why not tell everybody the truth about his opponent, who was not a Nevadan? He lives back east. His wife has – they own a home back east. Okay, his wife has a medical practice back east. All of a sudden, he lives here? Come on. Forget – I don't want to hear about his infidelity. He's a terrible politician. He's not bright. Sam Peters is a good candidate, and he's a good man. He wins – Nevada wins. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Sam Peters will represent Nevadans, and he lives in Nevada. He owns a home in Nevada, has a business in Nevada. He employs Nevadans. That's the key.
More coming up with Pat Casale talking about an election, which is now 47 days away. And when you put in early voting, October 22nd, we're right there. We're going to talk about early voting and get out the vote. What's it going to look like in Nevada? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Doo-doo. KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, a quick check of the traffic cams, and we're seeing major delays on Interstate 215 westbound, beginning around the airport connector around Warm Springs, all the way up to the 15 interchange. Partly because there's only one lane available on that transition ramp as you merge from 215 west over to Interstate 15 northbound. And then when you get there, you're greeted with the right lane being closed on Interstate 15 northbound. And that's between Warm Springs and Hacienda. That big project, known as the Tropicana Interchange Project, is scheduled to continue. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. The completion date is scheduled for November 2nd.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Padres shut out the Cardinals 1-0. Blake Snell held the Cards hitless until Albert Pujols beat the shift for a single with two outs in the seventh. San Diego with a game and a half lead over Philadelphia for the second National League wild card. The Giants beat the Rockies 6-1. Giants starter Logan Webb improved to 14-9, retiring the first 11 batters he faced. The Rangers beat the Angels 7-2. Shohei Ohtani and Taylor Ward extended hitting streaks to 7 games in the setback. The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 6-1 on Wednesday. Madison Bumgarner got the win. He's 7-15. With the regular season winding down, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball. They're just looking to stay healthy heading into the playoffs. The A's beat the Mariners 2-1. Seattle with a 4-game advantage over Baltimore for the third and final American League wildcard spot. Tony Kemp with a run-scoring single in the seventh for Oakland. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're anything like me, you're ready to say goodbye budget stress and hello fall style. That's why I went to Kohl's, where I not only got an extra 15% off, I also got styles from Sonoma Goods for Life for under $9, clothes for my husband from Apartment 9 at just over $10, and boots for less than $43. Or you can save more with a Kohl's card. So if you want more style and more savings, you know where to go. Select styles, 15% offer in September 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do, I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casale staying over, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Nevada Republican Party. You sound bullish. I mean, 47 days out, you sound like you feel like there is a red wave coming.
If there's not a red wave coming now, there'll never be a red wave. Every indicator, economics, crime, immigration, is there on the table. Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision, at one point gave the momentum. But 3 weeks ago, the Democrats gave the gift that keeps giving. They let Joe Hitler do a speech with a black and red background.
And if the Marines there in the background.
If you study history, that's exactly a Hitler speech. The only thing nobody stood up and go, Hail Joe! Hail Joe! Okay, and here's the thing that's interesting. Every time you hear about something that Trump will do, they always refer to the fascist movement or the Nazi movement. But the reality is it's always on the left who perform these different things. And it's on the left that are promoting crime and violence against others. Maxine Waters. You don't see Republicans doing that. Okay. Now, I don't agree with Donald Trump said last week with regard to if they indict me or whatever, there'll be crime in the street. That was a terrible thing to say. It's dumb. But I will sit here and tell you that Donald Trump, his popularity is growing because of the things that are going on. Just look at yesterday's news thing in New York City with the AG.
Letitia James.
That was totally a political hit.
Yeah.
Even Bill Barr, who basically said some of the things that Trump was doing with the stuff down at Mar-a-Lago, maybe that wasn't right. He came out and said, this is a total political hit job against him and his family. I mean, it's obvious. It's crazy. Look, if you go, I won't go to New York City. I was just in New York. I will not go to the city. I'll go upstate New York. I went to West. I don't want to stay in the areas the crime is through the roof. New York City is disgusting. It's like
people are moving away from there in droves.
L.A.
Yeah.
How about the guy that owns a business that he was walking into his business and a homeless guy's throwing feces at him? I mean, and the cops won't do anything about it. This is why I sit here and tell you. The Democrats are going to get burned. Now, they may maintain California because California is totally left-wing, but where are all the people with money going? Away from California. Sooner or later, these states are going to wake up and say, wait a minute, who are we going to tax?
Tell me about your trip to Bedminster.
So last week, Michael McDonald gets called back to meet with the president and Ronna McDaniel and the RNC people. It was a very, very intimate meeting. I was with Michael. And Michael went in and talked with President Trump as well as Ronna about Nevada politics and the landscape and whether or not there's some rumor about whether or not he will be visiting Nevada or Arizona and Nevada. We don't know yet. Nothing is etched in stone. And frankly, the reason nothing's etched in stone is because everything is just topsy-turvy. You just don't know when and where Donald Trump will be called to or what he's going to do. But if you look around right now, especially Pennsylvania, I would have told you a month ago that Fetterman couldn't lose. And now I'm telling you now they're in a dogfight. Okay? Now you're looking at Herschel Walker, who's now, based on polls, has got the lead. I mean, Trump's got the Democrats used a plan that we're going to support crazy Republican figures that are backed by Donald Trump. We're going to spend millions of dollars to get them through the primary. It's going to backfire. You know, I did an interview the other day, and here's a question. Let's say 50% of the people that Trump supported that were getting backed by phony Democratic money win. The Democrats lost. The idea is we're going to take them all out. They're not going to. If Fetterman loses, Vance wins, et cetera, and so on, they're in trouble. And I'm telling you, the message being sent. How about the nut job, the Democrat the other day who ran over our young 18-year-old Republican kid and killed him? 43% of the nation believes there's going to be a civil war. The only way that gets tapered back is if you get government that's going to do the right thing by the people. And unfortunately, we're never going to see bipartisan politics ever again. So the only way for us as Republicans to come together, and I don't care if you don't believe in the Republican candidate you have to vote for. At this point, you need to vote for him just because they get in. And we could keep tabs on everybody. Everybody works together. But to let a Democrat win out of spite is ignorance.
So what do we do with people like Mitt Romney, Jeff Flake? Adam Kinzinger.
But Kinzinger and Flake are out of politics. They're gone. They're not in office. Kinzinger's done. Now, Romney is still elected. He's still sitting in office. You could vote him out in Utah. You got to run it. You primary him. He could be beat. He's vulnerable. I wonder him and Romney. I don't even know if him and Ron are that tight.
Wow. So what do we, you know, Adam Kinzinger is going to be doing something. I mean, I don't know what it will be. It will be
redistricting put him out of a job. Now, what's he going to do? Get a job with the Democrats? Is he going to do a Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney is a woman scorn right now what she's trying to do. I sit here and tell you, if you look at the big landscape here, that the Republican Party can take things back. Their messaging has to improve. It was a great show this morning on Outnumbered. The messaging from the Republican Party needs to get stronger. We need to get these consultants in line. You know, the consultants work for the candidates. The candidates' wish needs to be fulfilled. Okay? And when you start seeing all these hit pieces against these candidates, these consultants need to do their damn job and come back like Robertson did. Robertson's cease and desist.
Yeah, explain what he did.
So he put together a cease and desist because of the false advertising and lies, which is libel. Really, he could sue her and eventually. This is what it's all about, fighting back. If you don't fight back, you lose. Because unfortunately, the press is against the average person who's on the right. I mean, look at the big businesses. Now, they're doing everything to coddle the woke nation. But the woke nation is going to lose. Disney's finding people aren't going to be spending the money they did before. I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. And if the economy – listen – if things get so bad in this country and money gets so tight, everybody loses. Airlines are out of business. The travel industry, as far as people driving, is out of business. I mean, having a diesel truck in California, they're going to outlaw it because it's racist? Are you kidding me? I mean, you can't make these stories up. This is unbelievable. The Democratic Party is, in fact, look at Venezuela. Look at these countries that have gone from thriving to following the Green New Deal. Kenya. Look around. These countries are now poor. People not being able to eat, Kevin, is all you need to know. And that's when people are going to get there and vote.
More coming up with Pat Casale, the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how many times friends are right, whether it's a recommendation on a new restaurant or contact info on a reliable handyman. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. My friends all said, get tested. Get your hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The San Gennaro Feast is back at the M Resort Spa and Casino, September 21st to the 25th. Come celebrate with your family. Authentic Italian and International Food and Music Festival. If you really love authentic Italian cooking, only the best Italian sausage and peppers, linguine and clams, fried calamari, zeppoles, cannolis, tiramisu, spaghetti and meatballs, pizza, and pasta, and more pasta. Experience a love affair with Italy with your family. September 21st to the 25th. Live entertainment from the Las Vegas Strip every night. Hosted by Carmen Romano and Andy Domino, David Perico Band, Zoe Bowie, Truth or Dare Madonna, straight from New York City, Biagio, from Naples, Italy, Ciro Giorgio Italian Show, The Rat Pack is back, MJ Live and more, over 50 amusement rides and games, fun for the whole family, free admission to children 54 inches and under. Come and enjoy the gigantic fireworks show, Sunday at 9:30, September 21st to the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino, with free parking. Drop your cell phone, pick up a cannoli, bring the whole family to the San Gennaro Feast. Now that's Italian.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a reminder, Kash Patel will join us, the former chief of staff for the Department of Defense. He is a Trump loyalist, and we'll talk about the Letitia James lawsuit. And by the way, I know you're not a practicing attorney that I know of.
No.
Smart guy, but then
I wish.
What is that all about? And is it obvious? It seems obvious to me, at least, that this is a political witch hunt.
Listen, they're terrified of the guy. They're afraid if he runs, he'll get elected. Now, I don't know who he upset, other than I remember when they were on the tarmac when he made Nancy and company get off the plane and go say, if you want to go commercial. We're not paying. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know who he upset. I mean, in all honesty, his policies worked. I know there's a lot of people out there that are trying to be politically correct. MAGA, a MAGA American, Make America Great Again, American. If that's a bad thing, then I'm bad. Put me in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. You know, I want the country to be. Why? You show me any American citizen that doesn't want to live in a great, safe place, and I'll show you a moron. And the funny part about it is, why do we have all this migration to the United States? Because it's still they believe the streets are lined with gold, and silver. And unfortunately, the American people are losing. Have lost sight of reality here. And I mean, I mean, when I do my show, I have Democrats that'll call in and try to give me an example. Like last week, during Reagan, there was inflation. He inherited inflation. And during the Reagan time, inflation went down substantially every year till it went away. What we have now is we did not have inflation under Trump. Inflation has been under Biden because of everything he's done. Okay, if you want to say, well, you know, he took over the country when we had a plague, you know, but he did get, and he supposedly thinks the vaccine worked. Well, who, Operation Warp Speed, who was responsible for that would be Donald Trump. I mean, I could sit here and throw stones at Trump on some of his rhetoric. Yes. I think he's a phenomenal president. He did everything right for the country. He cared about the United States of America. He loves the United States.
He not only developed the policy, but he implemented the policy. He got it done. He executed it. And that's something that we have a lot of politicians who, you know, they yell and scream, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and they make campaign promises. The only campaign promise that Trump, in my view, did not fulfill, the only one, is that of finding a replacement for Obamacare. That's the only thing that he didn't do.
I have an answer for you there. He actually did they have a replacement? No. He wanted to remove it and start all over. That was because of a man named McCain who put the kibosh on that. And when you don't have the control in the Senate and the House with the White House, you're screwed. And I'll tell you right now, the reason we need to take back the Senate and the House is to stifle all the craziness that Biden is trying to put forth. If we don't, our grandchildren are screwed. You know, here's my thing. If we win in 22 and we roll it over into 24 and take the White House and keep it for 8 years, we're looking at 10 years of great things that could turn this country around. Now, at which time I'm 71, I don't want to go to your age, but I don't know how old you are. But you and I are pretty much set then, because it'll take them at least another decade to turn things back around to where it's bad. At that point, I'm like, who cares? I may not have teeth. I may be in a wheelchair. Who knows? But the bottom line is we have got to turn this around, because if we do this, everything about this country just goes crazy. I mean, look at the economics. You know, from taxes, you can't keep taking water from a stone when it doesn't exist. So what are you going to try to do? Create water. Becoming energy independent. We had the cleanest energy in the world. The cleanest. Now, I said this before and I'll say it again. We should partner with Canada and Mexico and form our own union and screw the rest of the world. Let them have to come to us, or we don't do business with you. And we should manufacture our own drugs in the United States. See, this new bill that they just passed regarding prescriptions, it only reflects 10 drugs and 20 drugs in down the line. But the original bill that was on the table for 22 was 25 of the most commonly used drugs, and in 24, it goes up to 50. Why are we regressing? The Democrats have done they're working for Big Pharma on the side. I don't care what they tell you. Look at the money they're making. Now, I'm not talking about the corporations. Look at the money these politicians are raking in. I mean, Kevin, the truth be told, the Democrats are holding all the cards. They're making all the money. Under Trump, Trump called them out on it. And he lost money. The man lost money. The one lie that everybody says, oh, well, he didn't show everybody your taxes. I'd give a rat's ass about his taxes.
I could care less, too. No. Hey, if he's a millionaire, if he's a billionaire, if he's a gazillionaire, it doesn't really matter to me as long as I'm paying $2.37 for a gallon of gasoline.
Do I need to go after Bezos' income and all the money he makes? No.
No.
Bezos, who maybe he's independent, I don't know. He got attacked by AOC. Long Island City in Queens is no longer going to be the thriving metropolis it was about to be because of her.
Yeah.
I mean, this follow the money, and her ignorance is bliss. How about Rashida Tlaib going after Jamie Dimon, basically calling a run on that? All these people should pull their money out of your bank. How ignorant is that?
Stupid.
I mean, she did that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. The exchange was amazing. So when you're looking across the plains of the United States, do you want to see crops growing, people at work, people law-abiding citizens, or do you want crime running through the roof? Do you want to go into a store as an observer and see some clown walking in with a backpack, open it up, and just threw stuff in it and leave? That's ridiculous. Sooner or later, you're going to see more people like the liquor store guy in Los Angeles shoot somebody's arm off, or the bodega guy pull out a knife. Maybe he'll pull out a gun next time. But the reality, and they arrested that guy. He was in jail. But we want to let criminals go. The American people across this country are tired of that type of rhetoric.
Pat Casale, it is always good visiting with you. If folks want to know more about their health insurance, because we've got more open enrollment coming up, what are we looking at? How can people reach out to you?
Well, first of all, call our office, 702-396-9449. It'll guide you where you can talk to Kirsten, myself, Michelle, even Marianne. But what I can tell you what's going to happen is that we are going to be doing some, we're going to be starting upswing in the next 2 weeks, getting prepared for the 1st of November when open enrollment begins, and through December 15th. Actually, it's extended. There's going to be a lot going on for those people on Medicaid because they're going to be losing that Medicaid. So we'll be helping them as well. We are very, very charged to try to help people. Yes, there's going to be culture shock out there for those people that are going from zero to $300-$400 a month. It could happen. The out-of-pockets are not really going down. They're going up. Again, it's all coming out prior to the election. People are going to see healthcare costs rising. Everything is going in the wrong direction for us, Kevin.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. And that phone number again?
702-396-9449, 396-9449, and I'm sure you'll hear from me again.
I'm sure we will. Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the